Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory?
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins!
A little bit of last lap magic. What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
Experience your drives in 10K with the all-new QI10 Max driver from our friends at TaylorMade. QI10 Max is the most forgiving driver TaylorMade has ever made, with 10K MOI for maximum stability and forgiveness at impact. More forgiveness means more long and straight drives, even on off-center strikes. The days of missing the fairway are numbered. Shop the QI10 Max, QI10, and QI10 LS drivers, plus schedule a custom fitting at TaylorMadeGolf.com.
All right, BFFs, another episode. We're getting underway. We got Mike Malak. I pronounced that right.
Malak.
Your last name, that J, just fucks with everything.
Yeah, it is real.
Fucks with everybody. I've been dealing with that since T-ball, since I was a little kid, and they would call my name. People have been hacking that up since I was a kid, but you nailed it.
Yeah, well, I asked before because I know I've always tried to incorporate the J, and I know when I say it, it's like it's getting me nowhere. So he's joining us. Bree is not out. Bree's gone. She was in West Virginia partying. She's on her tour. Again, I think I'm the only guy in this room who's batting 100 on being here for every BFFs. But we got Mike for the whole show, so we waited to get him in. And I see this shirt. Your style, let's just start with that. How would you – no, I don't – I like it. It's – how old are you?
I'm 36 years old, and I dress like I'm 12.
No, see, right. I think you're okay, and I'm older than you, and it gets into an area, though, where I do – like, I have this ripped T-shirt company, like, I liked, and people are like, you can't wear it, you're too old. You get away with it. I like your – I don't know what that is, but you're kind of like a Kanye, Mike Malak, like, morph. You wear big clothes.
It's a streetwear thing, and it's also to – I'll be completely honest, it's to hide the roles, man. I suck. All I do is eat. I don't have a strong Adderall diet like some people, whether it's just burn off calories. The baggy stuff is not as much fashion as it is function.
And do you like the tight? I like the tight neck too. I notice the tight, like I'm a t-shirt tight neck guy. So
you can't have a not tight neck t-shirt. It's just weird.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Call it the bacon neck when it bunches up in the front.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Well,
the dryer's just
Josh,
fucking it
you
up.
Probably could because you're in good shape. Like if you're young and in shape, you can have it. It like shows pec muscles, but if you're in the meat mic, you can't have it because it just shows the sag. So anyways, we have you on for we'll go through the headlines, go through everything, get into a little bit about your life and all that, but let's get going. So the first headline we have here, Josh is a humanitarian. Josh is firm, colossal. And I feel like Josh is very you guys are kind of similar. In the, like, impulsive, like, world. Like, these guys are just involved in a million different things. I feel like you are too, Josh. But your firm, Colossal, is working to bring back the woolly mammoth and raise $15 million to do so. I saw this headline, and I had no idea you had anything to do with it.
Yeah. So we, my fund, Animal Capital, we invested in it.
Like, what do you mean you're bringing back the woolly mammoth?
So it's with like CRISPR gene editing. So essentially, the number one geneticist, if not number one, like one of the top in the world, they are the people over at Colossal working this out. So essentially, it's gonna be still like it's a woolly mammoth, but what they do is they take these genes from like Asian elephants, which are pretty much like exactly very, very close. To what a woolly mammoth is, and then they have also genes from the woolly mammoth, and they have this like artificial womb, and they're able to actually bring woolly mammoths back.
I
to
like
life,
how so. Mike is just nodding his head, like, yeah, that makes sense. Like that makes like what's the fucking?
Well, my question is, you know, you're talking about a fund. What is the metric for success, and what does the return on investment look like?
What's the point?
How do you monetize?
Is this code?
How do you? Wait, say that.
Like, no, what's the point? Like, that. What are you bring? The woolly mammoth is back. Now what?
Right? There's multiple reasons. One, it's for, like, climate change. When you're able to bring them back into different areas, like the Arctic tundra, returning the woolly mammoth to the Arctic tundra, right? That's going to allow those ecosystems to revitalize and come back. So it's one, it's helping with climate change, and it's what's next after this too, right? It's
is this not like just Jurassic Park mammoth. Though? Are you like, all right, or is this just pure a little, charity? I mean, it's like, this is charity. We're helping the environment, or we're going to charge you tickets to go see something like literally Jurassic Park.
It is more of like bringing back the extinct animals, bringing back these ecosystems, helping with climate change. Like,
That kind of shit happens to me all the time.
Yeah, sometimes.
That sounds like a good point for me to ask this question. Isn't one of the biggest contributors to climate change methane gas produced by the farts of large livestock? And my question is, if you put woolly mammoths in on the planet, won't they be producing farts of epic proportions that will contribute large amounts of methane gas and create a larger hole? Like, won't it work backwards against what you're saying it's going to do?
I have no idea whether you're remotely serious. Like, this whole thing seems like
When it's livestock to that extent, that's more when, like, you're talking about these massive slaughter farms with all these, right? It's like, that's where why we're struggling with, like, the methane from the farts of cows. So, I mean, when you're talking about these ecosystems that have nothing there right now and that's why they're not working, yeah, it's going to probably help a little more than a couple farts.
Can I ask a real question, like, is this pure, are you like what Mike said, is this just purely you guys are trying to be a nice guy for these are rich people with too much money and they're just looking to give back, or is this like, when you say fund, I think you're trying to make money, or is that not what's happening here?
No. I'm this company can 100% be profitable. I mean, when you talk about the technology, when you talk about like, this is something, this company is 10 years, like, almost above its time, right?
So are you trying to flex?
So,
because I'm reading what this says. Scientists are deeply, I can't believe we're still talking about this. Scientists are deeply skeptical. So is this like you guys bring back the woolly mammoth and they're like, look what we fucking did. We have the science, and then it becomes super valuable.
I get being able to claim that you were a first mover, first adopter in the space.
Like, genetic, yeah.
That's got to be big. I didn't know if the direction may have possibly been over the long term to potentially weaponize them for military usage.
Or Jurassic Park.
You got to understand too, though, with like the gene editing, or like, this can help with genetic disorders. This can help
gene therapy. Doing.
This can help with DNA fingerprinting. This can help, like, the software behind that you can license to other hospitals, right? Like, there's so much into it. There's that side as well. But, I mean, the coolest part is, like, I'm going to be walking around with my pet woolly mammoth.
That's
like,
what I was going to say. I was going to leave it at this. If you guys bring back the woolly mammoth, I want to be, like, top 10 first in line to pet it.
No, I'm going to have, like, my own.
All right.
There's no way I'm not.
Gruen FaceTimed me about this like 3 times last night. He's like, you need to get like Dave's reaction on this. I was like, you said exactly what I thought you would be. You'd be surprised. But he's like, we need to get the CEO on.
We're not getting the CEO on. I literally saw this and I didn't know anything. All right, let's move on.
That last note for me, that the Gruen angle changed the dynamic a little bit. Now I don't know how I feel about any of it now. I love it. I don't know. Go ahead. Anyways,
Gruen, literally, there'd be like a select group of people who would totally get the commercial if he was just like the next Dosa Key, most interesting man in the world. There wouldn't be a lot of people who would get it, but there would be a select group. Be like, of course.
He easily could be that. He easily could be that.
I mean, they're not going to stop at woolly.
Well, it is Jurassic Park. I mean, that's really what it is. Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Enough on that.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
So Dave goes to Fashion Week. So I did this. I got a lot of heat for it. It was the Pretty Little Things.
Yeah. PLT.
And so Silvana is the one who got actually invited to it. It was also the NFL opener. So the show was at 7. I was out by then. Not only that, though, people are in my mentions. Like, this doesn't matter. If I'm not watching football at all times and I talk about anything other than football, oh, you're gay, you don't like football. That 100%. The fashion show, being on the opener, I got a lot of it. I like going to fashion shows. They're like 20 minutes. I will say, so Silvana got invited, and we didn't get seats. And I'm not saying I'm like a super celeb, but we had no seats. And it was fucking tough. And Food God, who I know really well, was sitting in the front row. I'm like, please don't let him see me. Please don't let him see me. He'll never let it down. But then they did step up, and we ended up sitting front row. We're next to like a Victoria's Secret like model, but it was a good fashion show. And then I just shut people up because Brady and Giselle do this shit all the time. I like fashion shows.
So we were out there. Me and Logan were in New York for Fashion Week. We were there for one night. My issue with going to cities like that around eventized weekends, whether it's Fashion Week or Grammys weekend in LA, whatever it is you basically get demoted about 6 levels. And so no matter what you're used to doing, John Schwartz always sits me at Tao in the right section. No, Gigi's here tonight. Bieber's here tonight. We don't give a shit what you're used to.
Right.
I'll tell you, I did have a very, very long night with Miss Alex Cooper, and she was on one, Dave. She was on one. I have some videos. I'll send them to you. She was going crazy. I don't know, you know, what's going on with her, but she was really tying it on. And then we also, and I want to deliver this properly, so I don't know if this is the show for it, but we had a run-in with Dylan Danis, man. We finally got a face-to-face with Dylan Danis.
Oh, this is all the way back to the – yeah, so for we're rewinding the clock here because we had Lana on BFF, so we're going to have to do like a dream sequence. And Lana was in a video with Dylan Danis basically saying she wanted Logan to lose a fight, right?
Was it Jake or Logan?
It was Jake.
I think Jake. It was Jake.
We have a deal. Let's show the video that gets posted.
Yeah, I'm like completely in the dark. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh my god, no.
Jake Dillon's gonna beat your ass, you fucking idiot. You wish. You don't kiss me. But yeah, he's gonna beat you.
So it's Lana basically saying, Jake, you're an idiot. Dylan's gonna beat your ass. So okay. Dylan Danis is an MMA guy who wants to fight Jake Paul because he'd make a ton of money. Him, like, they've had back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
They may fight one day. Lana comes in. She now...
I didn't know who this guy was.
That's a lie.
But that's unrelated. You know, he's obviously been... That's, you know, whatever. I have really no opinion on that. But he's been an enemy of the camp, you know, for the longest time.
Well, he wants to fight one of the Pauls.
But he doesn't want to fight. He wants to talk about fighting. He wants to talk about fighting. And you know, so basically what happens, we ran into him at this party. We were at Richie Akiva's house.
I've been to a party at that house. It's like the nicest fucking house in the history of Manhattan. It's like you walk into a fucking, it's huge. I didn't even know they had those in Manhattan.
Richie Akiva's a legend. And so we were at the house and Alex was there. There's a bunch of people there. And we see Dylan and him and Logan immediately start, you know, chomping at each other and jawing it up. And they end up, Logan's got his mind on other things. Obviously, it's 4 a.m. It's fashion week. He's doing other stuff.
Yeah.
So he went away and I took my opportunity. And I'll tell you why. Danis is on crutches right now. If I'm going to confront an MMA fighter, it's going to be when they're on crutches, okay? Because, Dave, I don't like fighting any more than you do.
I'm the last guy who wants to fight.
I'm getting old. So he's on crutches. So I go up to him. And I'm like, listen, man, you know, I've never said your name. I don't have an opinion on you. I know how you talk online, but you've been saying some fucked up shit about me. And like, I'm just like curious kind of where, now that we're in the same place, like where you're at on it. We ended up in the other corner of the room, jawing at each other. And we kept going back to this argument and eventually we kind of ended it in an amicable place. And I somehow ended up on a fucking Instagram story with the guy. I don't know how that happened, but it kind of happened.
Right.
But the last thing I left them with was, listen, like, the internet wants to see you fight. No one doesn't want to see you fight. People are going to continue to talk about him negatively until he fights. He said, well, I want to fight Jake or Logan. And I said, Dylan, with all due respect, that's not going to fucking happen, brother. They don't want to fight you. Unfortunately, because of your inactivity, elevated to a place that you're not in. And so my final note to him, and like I said, it ended very amicably. He rolls around with a pretty serious crew, I'll be completely honest with you, of guys that also were trying to get involved and I didn't want to go in. But it ended amicably. And I said, listen, dude, like, the internet wants to see you fight. Take a fight. Take a fight. It doesn't matter what fucking fight it is. Just take it. How long has it been since he fought?
So I know Dylan, and he's always super nice. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm friendly with him. He's always wildly nice in person. But I will say he's got the longest inactive streak. I'd agree with what you said. He hasn't fought in forever.
Ages.
Like, I didn't know who he was when he fought. And I've known him for a long time, but I've never known him. And I do know him, and I think he's obviously marketing to the fight, but he's always been super nice when I've met him in person.
100%. And so that, and by the way, that's how we ended up in the Instagram story, because when I confronted him and when I said to him, like, listen, like, I keep seeing you, he's been like, I'll tell you what happened. There was a Complex post or something that said, you run out of toilet paper. What's your next play? And he said, I grabbed Mike Malak's book, The Fifth Vital.
I like that. Good promo. Look at that.
Nice promo. He plugged it in there.
But what I'm saying is, it was unprovoked. I never said any. I never had anything to say. So when I confronted him about it, he said, listen, man, here's the deal. I'm in the same space as you are. It's entertainment. I said, you know what? That's a very honest answer that I respect. I've got no issue with you, but I would love to see you take a fight. And that was where we kind of ended up. I think he's injured. I think he's got a pretty bad injury to his knee, but from what I understand, he's a good grappler, and I would love to see him get back to it, and then maybe he could get to a place where he could fight one of these people.
I would agree that he has morphed in my mind from MMA to entertainer, and obviously if you get a fight with the Pauls, it'd be huge for him because you get paid, and who knows how that would go. Oh, but yeah. I agree with that. And ironically, when I was at that house that you just mentioned, he's the one who invited me. We saw him out. He's like, hey, come with us to this house. And it was like, who the fuck was performing? Little Yachty was performing at the house.
Wicked.
Everybody was there. I mean, I was me and Cooper had like an hour long conversation, but in that time, I saw it. You know, because when those events happen, it brings in everybody from all the major from the main cities. It brings in the Miami crowd. You know, Purple's there and Matt's there and all those guys. It brings LA out, and so you end up in these places and everybody's together. But
actually going to ask that on a side note, because like I don't get invited to any of those. Didn't know the party's there. Didn't know you guys were in town. I heard Alex is walking. I'm like, are you walking? She goes, no, I don't walk. They walk. I sit. That's what she said. Like, so you guys get invited. That's awesome. A whole different world. And as for you and Josh, because you're like, well, you know, places I usually get treated well, like a Tao or something, not as much when it's A-list. I kind of put both you guys, I think, are kind of close to that. Like, you and the Logan crew, I don't know how much bigger it gets than that, even with that other group. And Josh, the same with you guys. The TikTok people, the big ones, kind of run it. Like, you don't think you're in that category?
I mean, listen, LP's it obviously A-list, you know, and it's wild to say that. But, you know, after being with him now for 5 years, I've seen him kind of go where it was like, okay, we know who this kid is. We know what he does. And then he's taking fights against KSI, and then he fought Mayweather. And you know, I say that. I say we get treated differently. We had dinner with Schwartz that night, and Chantel, and Alec Monopoly, and all those guys at Tao in the owner's booth. So, like, I say that. But, yeah, when Logan comes into town, it's generally he's treated, I would say, pretty much there. But to an extent, because that weekend Drake is in town.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Beaver's in town. Travis Scott.
I mean, it's
not
like you're getting treated like shit, though. It's not like, it's just.
And what about you, Joe? Like, why didn't you? Did you get invited to come out to this, Josh?
I did. I did get invited. I mean, I didn't go out. Michael punched the wall, broke his fist. You
got
know what
it.
I'm saying? So I had to stay back, make sure he was doing all right. But I get what you're saying with like the A-listers coming in, because when you go to the, it just, People just kind of freak it. Like, they go crazy for it when it's Drake. And it makes sense. It's Drake, right?
See, like, my world, it's, like, strange. Like, that I have no... There's certain places, like that fashion show, we didn't have a seat. And there's certain places, but whatever I'm doing, the day, it just doesn't work. And then there's other places, it doesn't matter who else is there. Like, if it's the right event, it literally anybody could walk in, but my people are taking it. They like respect my side of things. It's weird.
It depends on what it is. You know, like if it's a sporting event that has at the end of the day, everybody is out for their interest. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be the best interest of, you know, the owner of Little Sister or Marquee or, you know, or any of the towel establishments or any of the other establishments to take care of Justin Bieber, to take care of Haley, to take care of, you know, Gigi and them before other people, just because they have such a high profile. But yeah, it was a wild weekend. I think it was also just like a weekend of revival for New York City. It, you know, strangely fell on the anniversary, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, obviously, but you had the US Open going on, you had Fashion Week going on, and this kind of return and revival of New York City, which obviously got clobbered as a result of mismanagement and the pandemic in general. Yeah. So it was a pretty cool week.
Well, that's good. It's humbling because, like I said, I personally didn't get invited to anything. Not one thing. Zero.
You sound a little pissed off.
No,
Dave.
It's humbling. Like, keeps me grinding. You're kind of like,
why the fuck is Mike and Josh getting invited to this shit?
No, it keeps me fucking nice and humble and grinding. I love it.
But you're everywhere. Like, people probably thought you were in Michigan.
They just didn't invite. I mean, literally, we're at that fucking show, just standing like with no seats.
Nobody
like,
knew you there at the. Is that
you know what happens? We went to that. None of the fashion people, the guy who owned the building where they did it, Gotham Hall, came up. He's like, I love you. Can I take a picture? All the workers come up. We're like, if I wanted to do a Batman scene and like pull the rug from underneath, like I could do that. And all the fashion people would be like, what just happened? It's like, oh, I turned the lights off. But they don't know that. It's like I'm in the shadows.
Also, there's other aspects to it, too. Like, you've spent your whole career building a business and focusing on the financial aspects and the growth of that business. For us, we have the luxury of spending a lot of our time networking and building relationships in different cities. And so when we're in London right now, and we've been here for the past couple of days, and if I could even begin to tell you the things that we've experienced in the past couple of days, like we were at the first night we were here, we're at Annabelle, probably the most exclusive private club in the entire world. You know, $200 million Picasso's on the wall, unguarded. Like, the people that go there, it's crazy, right? And then Logan, ended up, you know, meeting up with Drake last night, and everybody's in town for this, was just here for this festival. But a lot of that is because of the time that we spend curating and cultivating those relationships that don't always have financial gain. But they give you perks on the other side. You
know, right, yeah. Yeah, and I didn't really give a fuck about those. And I still kind of don't. Like, I've developed them organically in certain cities, certain places. But it's like I never go out of the way to, like, meet. That's just not.
You're not networking. You're not growing that Rolodex.
I'm not a huge network. Like, it's happened organically. But almost every time, it's like I've never been like, I want to meet that person. They've generally been like, oh, I'm interested in meeting Dave. So next video, I got kicked out of Chipotle. Not totally true. We can play the video.
What did you just call it?
Chipotle.
Not what it's called, man.
I think that's going to be the theme of this video, I guess.
Somebody's going to tell me how I can't walk into Chipotle without a mask, but then you can sit down and eat without a mask. Figure that one out.
Figure that one out.
Well, it sucked because we walked to get Chipotle, and I had a mask on me. Sylvana didn't. She was. They don't let you in without the mask, but once you're in, you can take the mask off. It's like, well, I'm not saying I'm pro-anti. It just makes no sense, period. It's like... Why do you need it if you can take it off and eat inside with no mask? So, and then people got on me because I guess I don't pronounce it right. Brie is like convinced once you hit the age of 40, the spelling of Chipotle turns into Chipotle. To be honest, I'm looking at how it's spelled. I still would pronounce it Chipotle.
You actually just looked at two different ways of spelling it, pronounced it Chipotle twice.
How is it pronounced?
Chipotle. I think I call it Chipotle. I also just don't even... I think, like Dave said, when you get to a certain age, you just don't care about that kind of shit anymore.
It just doesn't matter. How is it pronounced?
Chipotle.
Chipotle. I
think. No, it's Chipotle. Chipotle, yeah.
Whatever.
He's got me questioning.
With the mask thing, man, I think I think we've probably figured out by now there's just no rhyme or reason to any of it.
It's nuts.
Just I hate to say this, but I kind of just do what I'm told, man. If I go to the place and like you got to wear a mask, it's so much easier. It's just like, you didn't have a mask. You just
I wasn't like trying to revolt. I had one mask. There were two people. I gave the mask so she could go order, and I couldn't go in. I just waited. I was like, it makes no sense. But I wasn't like doing some grand protest. I didn't have a mask on.
Right.
That's why. Yeah. Gruen, speaking of, has kicked off a riot after periodic review for membership renewal for not meeting engagement guidelines because not enough people are interested in them. Oh, no.
Is he still around, Josh?
Is that actually they can actually do that and not get sued?
They removed him because he didn't get enough people looking at his account?
That can't be legal.
That's messed up, man. That's demoralizing. What the fuck?
If anybody's going to stick it to him, it's going to be Gruen, bro.
That is. We know that for a fact why he got kicked off.
We can't.
What?
I told him to come in here if he's still around, Josh, but because I saw him earlier, but he said OMG.
That's hilarious.
That can't be possible.
But he did. That is why he got kicked off. I think they just like reviewed his profile and were just like, this isn't
for
you,
Chief. Let's be honest. I love Gruen. His profile may not be like Gruen. If you are on Raya, they're like supermodels and shit.
Why? What's with Gruen and always messing around with these dating apps, bro?
Well,
first it's like he's like, we thought he was me on Tinder. Well, now it's Raya getting kicked off. It's
I think
like,
he was you on Tinder. I think he was. We'll see. Is it because he was
me on Raya too now? Is that what this issue is?
Gruen's one of those people, man. I'll put it like this. You just got to meet the guy to understand what he's all about. You got to give him a chance.
He's grown on me. He's grown on me. When I first met him, I told him to his face, I go, you're the most obnoxious human I've ever met in my life. And he just grew on me. Like, he continued to grow on me. Gruen is the entire reason this podcast exists. Like, he's the one who connected Josh and I. Little Huddy meal. Little Huddy is getting his own Burger King meal. That's fucking wild.
That is wild.
It literally says Chase Hudson on the meal. He does not seem like he'd be aligned with Burger King, but what do I fucking know?
Right?
Well, fast food companies are dropping bags right now. They gave, I think they gave Saweetie
It's ridiculous. What was the number?
I don't know exactly what she got, but
who?
Then they end up Saweetie. Is that right?
Yeah, Saweetie or something like that. I mean, it's like they're all doing the same thing. Like when after the Travis Scott burger meal happened, and that just like went through the roof. All these fast food companies are kind of doing the same thing, even on like minor scales with just like social media influencers, other artists. They're just what they're dropping bans on.
Speaking of first times meeting people, by the way, I don't know if I've met you before, Josh, but I think the first time we met was at 11 in Miami.
Yep, that's exactly where it was.
And I like that for us a lot. That makes me happy. No.
Yeah, it does. It makes me, it gives me a little warm and fuzzy feeling inside. You know what I mean? It's just like,
He was at the ATM at 11 getting ready.
that's a low place to be. Austin McBroom's brother is a fake. Austin McBroom's brother, Landon McBroom, who fought in TikTok YouTube fighting against Ben Azra, is being accused of faking his lavish lifestyle by taking pictures of Pinterest, Tumblr, Twitter, and Google.
This is so bad. This is just, it's just like.
So like he's literally just taking other people's pictures?
Bro, look at the photos on like the note sheet. Do we have something we can put up, Kareem? Can you put up the photos? This is brutal, man.
Oh yeah, for Mike, yeah. I got you.
It's just like that's the noise I think of when I see this. Like,
why would you ever do this?
So this is from Pinterest, and then he posted it as a story, and then
it's like he didn't even scroll that far down. Like, at least scroll far down after you search something on Safari. Come on, now it's going to be the
Tumblr
first thing
Louis bag.
See.
Those guys have been just embroiled lately. That family's just been they can't catch a break. I mean
that's not really catching.
They're
a
digging
break.
Their
that's
own
like...
hole. They're digging their own hole.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all self-inflicted.
Right. Yeah. Maybe I phrased that incorrectly. you're absolutely right.
The VMAs, a lot of shit went on. I was watching this. I mean, I haven't watched VMAs in forever. The fashion Bieber, listen, I'm a Bieber guy. He looked like an idiot. He looked like, I don't even know what we look like. The jeans he was wearing, he looked I don't know. I don't even know how to put it. Do we have the picture of this guy? Put him up.
It's a look. The suit jacket with the hoodie.
The pants are ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He almost looks like that one Kanye West music video.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, with Lil Pump, right? You know, that outfit right there, that's the one you want to wear in the movie theater so you can bring your snacks in with you.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah, you could bring a whole turkey dinner in with that.
Ridiculous shit all the way through. Doja Cat, the lady with the chair on the head. But the big news, obviously, was Conor McGregor and MGK getting a fight out of the clouds. And as far as I understand, and I don't know if either of you two have more info, from what I've gathered, Conor asked MGK for a picture and his security kind of like pushed him back. And then Conor threw a drink at him, took a swing at him, and that's how that went. Is that how you guys understand this went down?
I didn't even know this fucking happened.
Really?
I saw it. And there was a drink thrown. Yeah. My take on it is like this. I know Coulson pretty well. And I know Connor's demeanor.
Coulson, that's MGK's first name. You're just getting like
he just wanted to let us know his first name level with the guy.
He's right.
It's no fucking big deal.
But he did right. It was like it's like that thing with the girls that know Diplo. West.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyways, I know Mr. Machine Gun well enough. I know his demeanor, and I've seen Connor's been spending a lot of time in LA lately, and I know his demeanor. And my guess would be, not knowing the entirety of the situation, is that this was 100% propelled by Conor. MGK is just not a drama starter. He's a really nice fucking dude, especially with Megan. He's super grounded and has like, dude, he never had to give me the level. He's always been so overly nice to me and cool to me that like I just cannot imagine that he would have. Unless there was some sort of like miscommunication, my guess would be that it's dude, make no mistake, Connor's is a hothead, bro. Yeah. He's ready to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Connor has perfected. I mean, the dude was walking with a cane because he got beat up for like he hasn't won a fight in a long ass time, and he still does this super badass routine, but it's like he's, you know, I don't know where he's at right now, his career. He's definitely a hothead. You hear all the stories. And I've met MGK, did one of our concerts. Super nice guy, but you never know. I mean, you know, you have the
100%. Anything could have happened. And also, like, I've been seeing Connor's getting more and more creative with the Proper 12 promotions with the whiskey.
You think
and
that I'm was not- it?
Yeah, I'm not even so sure he doesn't get into a fake beef so that he can launch a cup of Proper 12 to promote it.
Right. It's just gonna be about knocking out somehow MGK or something to do with that.
Where
he has a shot drink called like the Machine Gun after this. He just releases that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The big news in New York was the Met Gala, which was yesterday. Were either of you two invited to that?
No. I'm going to say no.
Was Logan invited to it?
Absolutely not.
Why are you saying absolutely not? That's not, you look who goes, Addison Rae, Dixie, Madison Beer, all at the Met Gala. You don't think, like that, by the way, to me is the premiere of the premiere number one invite event there is, I would say, in the United States.
I agree, but it's a certain brand safe pedigree of creator and when my absolutely not doesn't in any way indicate that he's not big enough or high profile or powerful enough to be invited. He brings along with him prepackaged
Suicide Forest.
No, I mean that's a part of it.
By the way, I saw Logan when we were at the fight, his fight, we were talking. He's like, man, I was watching old stuff of you when you were doing that, like, Inside Edition video when they're like, you realize offense is like, man, you were crazy. It's like, dude, you're in a suicide forest. Like, what are we talking about here? It's like the Spider-Man meme, like, pointing at each other.
Oh, when they're all, yeah, pointing at each other.
No, but whether it's that or whether it's, you know, any of the other stuff that he's either done or been painted as, he just brings a little bit of a, like a packaged, what not super soft, you know, very lowly acceptable. Like everyone that was at that gala could be a Disney star or a Huffington Post contributor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's not who Logan is anymore. He smashes people's faces in. He likes, you know, doing business plays, and it's just not his. He went in a different direction than that. You know,
this outfit though from my guy, absolutely pop. This is the guy. What is the? I keep forgetting the name of the show. Dave. He plays the family that moves out. That's a great show.
Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek. His the guy from Schitt's Creek. His outfit. I mean, how do you even?
I didn't even see it.
Show him. I mean, it's spectacular. Look at this outfit.
Wow.
What is
that's,
it?
What is it?
Looks, exactly. Who knows?
Looks kind of like maybe a butterfly.
I mean, I don't even know how you get that shit made. I would love to go to this and just, like, I hand up, I make fun of the outfits. This, I'd love to go. If I got an invite in the mail, I'd frame that shit, be there so fast. And I was also, I went super viral on a tweet because Alex or Sus, what's her name?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes, the AOC. Yeah. For short, wore this dress, taxed the rich, and people always jump into this, but I tweeted it, like, and when I said tax the rich, but first I'm going to have the time of life partying with all of them at the most extravagant, over-the-top party of the year that is essentially a celebration of richness, which I agree with. Like,
it's a little hypocritical to wear a dress and then be at the most, like, fabulous party of the year every single year. Everyone's waiting to see how much money you guys just fucking spent on those dresses, and then it's tax the rich.
It literally is a celebration of richness, and all the peanut gallery is like, oh, it's a charity event. Yo, it's a charity event for the Met Gala. It's this museum from Anna Wintour in Vogue that somebody sent me a quote, which I think is true. They have a Persian rug like specialist who gets $300,000 a year. They haven't seen the rug. The rug is in, like, storage. Like, this isn't a kid's hospital with cancer. It's an art museum where they raise gazillions. Nobody's there for charity. They're there to schmooze, say they
it's
were
status,
there.
Status, bro. It's
take
a status
pictures.
Level.
Correct.
Thing.
Correct.
No, it's the elitists of the world. I mean, that was AOC, you said?
Yes.
That's her game, man. That's her game. She plays that game better than anybody, and she's got that ultra left crowd just eating out of her fucking hands, dude. You know what I'm saying? But imagine, you know, that's pretty much the most offensive thing she could have worn to that event with the people that she was with.
Yeah, I guess, but it's like you, I mean, they're all probably high-fiving. This picture of Rihanna, I mean, it is fucking funny, man. Look at these Rihanna. I mean, how do you even know this is Rihanna? Does she have to have a name tag?
Wait, that was Kim K. Him. That's Kim K.
No. That's, oh wait,
Kim. Rihanna's the bottom with
oh, that's Kim up
yeah.
top.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that's
she
what I
the
mean.
Whole
how would you know
the
that?
Little
you could
Donda
told me
look.
Right, you could have told me that's Rihanna, and I'd be like, all right, because you can't see dick.
So that was the biggest. That outfit was the biggest, you know, question mark or thing that happened there, and I think everybody's, you know, like big question about that is. Because she's been doing this outfit, and it's a like Josh said, it's a Donda look straight. It's a Kanye rip. Is she wearing this stuff because they're back together?
I thought
like,
they were. I was told they were. By
is
just,
that the
story, I was told they were by Google. So that's like I'm not. I don't have inside info. It's like I was told they were by Google.
I don't think anyone really knows, but I'll tell you the two best dressed people in my eyes from the Met Gala. This is at once again as someone who has absolutely no style or any kind of handle on what that world does. I would say on the girl side, I think Emma Chamberlain crushed her look. And I would say on the guy side, it was maybe you have a picture, I don't know. And on the guy side, I would say it was Nyjah Houston. Nyjah Houston, both of them looked incredible. So those were my two votes for best
dress. I don't know who either of them are.
That makes sense.
You think this was the best dress, this woman here?
Yeah, I just, Emma's timeless.
No, wrong. She's wrong.
She's great.
You're incorrect. She's a pretty.
Maybe I'm biased because I know Emma's. She's a sweetheart.
She's pretty. I'm not saying she's not pretty. In this guy,
that's Nyjah. He's the best skateboarder in the world, Dave.
Oh, timeout. Timeout. 20. All right, that's fine. But what you're like really buddies with this guy.
Yeah. So both of those were biased. Yes.
You're buddies with both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, and when, right. When you say he's the best dressed, I'm like, this guy, like, he's a great skateboarder. Those aren't connected.
Yeah.
I mean, because you say Sierra, my girl Sierra here, she's dripping.
In the Russell Wilson.
The Seahawks? That's kind of hard.
Wait,
I like
skateboarder
that.
Got invited to the Met? What?
Yeah, there were some questions about that. I mean, listen, Nyjah, you know, Olympics, I think it had to do with the fact that he was just in the Olympics, Olympic skateboarder.
Did he win? Did he win gold?
He had a rough time in at the Olympics.
So that's
a couple. He didn't get gold, but Nyjah, I think Nyjah is doing a great job of bridging the gap between the sport and culture, and you know, people love him. So I think it was the Olympics, though. I think that was what got him invited to the Met Gala.
How did he do in the Olympics?
I think he's a good looking dude, and like he looked great, fine. But it's just that didn't pop to me.
Well, who are your?
I don't know. I haven't seen them all. I just saw the ones on. I saw the weird ones that were like popping up. I mean, he's dressed normal but like classy, you know.
I think Kendall did really well as well. Everybody always wants to talk about the weird ones, but
what about Russ? It's on the screen. If you want to look, Dave, Russell Westbrook.
I like that look. I think Russell looks good. He looks, I mean, for him, he wears weirder shit to each game. What, does he have a star in his head?
Yeah, he had a new haircut. It was dyed stars.
Did you see what he had on the day before?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Because his look previously was very similar to
this.
Yep.
All right, yeah. So, I mean, that's what he'll wear to, like, a game. So right. I'm used to seeing him in weird stuff like that. That's why his
like
look
kilt.
Is pretty tame for the actual event.
Yeah, that's true. It seems like he goes a little bit harder on normal days and then toned it down for the Met Gala.
You know what? I kind of like that because you know everyone's going hard at the Met Gala, so it's like you almost look different by looking normal, if that
little,
makes sense.
Little bait and switch.
Yeah.
Uno reverse. Uno reverse. That's what we call it.
All right. The military showed up. What's this mean?
That's the hit a lick TikTok trend. I don't know if Josh knows about this, but high school kids are like going around there.
Yeah, so essentially there's this whole trend right now based on TikTok, and the trend is just stealing something from your school. There's no other way to put it. You actually just go into your school and try to steal, like, the hardest item to get. So kids have been taking, like, the paper towel dispensers and still having them be working in their room. People have, like, I've seen videos of people taking, like, an entire sink, like, the wall on this, like, just that, like, five sinks all connected, just take that off the wall and try to, like, people are just bringing the shit home somehow.
That sounds like a felony. Yeah, like larceny.
It kind of sounds a lot like theft.
It sounds like a senior prank. Like, that's just what, like, seniors in high school, you do, like, one big prank before. Is there videos we want to watch or no? Did we just explain?
Yeah, we can watch the sink one. I think we have it here.
About to hit the biggest lick of all licks.
Like, what?
Who posts these? Like, how? That's
you're
the
just
part
gonna
I'm...
get caught, bro.
Exactly.
Has, like, no one learned anything ever?
All right. The videos to react to. Sass was asked to roast Bryce Hall.
No, there's just like a roast of Bryce Hall happening that I was recommended to be in.
Now they just need to make sure that they open up that
bag.
No
shit. Yeah,
which it doesn't sound like they're going to.
Don't play me.
They were like, we're not accepting appearance fees right now.
What? Don't try to McBroom me.
No. I'm not about to get McBroomed. Yeah.
But then they were like, oh, there's also like other comedians that we're talking to, and they named like two really big comedians. And I'm like, so you're telling me that they're going
and not getting paid? Getting paid?
Sass actually roasted him or no?
I can't believe Little Sass. Is he actually doing that? Is Bryce Hall?
No, I think that's just a bit. I think it's just a son of a boy dad bit. I don't know.
Oh,
so no. There's a roast. I think there's a roast happening.
Oh, it's not a bit, apparently.
But also, I don't know that I am as confused by the non-payment as they are. But Bryce Hall, say what you want about him, commands a pretty large audience. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Would you say? And well, so if you are on a show roasting him and being posted on his socials and on the socials of other people there, that seems like a media victory.
Yeah, little Sess, if I was asked to be part of Bryce Hall roast, that is like a real roast, how they used to do the ones on E, yes, I would say you don't have to pay the roaster. That's probably a pretty good trade, I would agree. Depends who it is. There's levels, but Little Sass, 100%, that's a good deal.
Yeah,
I don't even. Sure. I'm not familiar with Little Sass.
He works for us. He's kind of exploded. People like him. He's a TikTok guy that works for us.
He's super funny.
I mean that most respectful. I just am not.
Yeah, no,
maybe I'm out of the loop. Maybe I'm out of the loop.
Beach blonde hair. I don't know what this is.
Everyone's just bleach blonding.
So people are just going blonde?
Mm.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Purple
yeah,
Harry, to them.
Harry really went for it.
Yeah, like it looks like my eyes, I had to squint when it transitioned to the blonde hair.
I wouldn't mind having Harry back on. He's a good guest.
He's great.
Addison Rae's pizza outfit. I don't know.
People are roasting her for what she wore to the pizza review.
Addison, my girl. If I had the money you have, the fame you have, I would not be wearing this to New York Fashion Week nonetheless. What the fuck?
And that's Morgan L. Fountain, that's a great take you have there in your $9 sweatshirt from Walmart. Like really great fucking take. I am hot. So sick of these motherfuckers on the Addison Rae hate train. I can't take it. It's honestly one of the ones that makes me the most upset, and I know she said it to you on the review that she's getting to a place where she's taking it a little bit better. Mm. And I hope her stance, as Josh's, I hope is, and yours as well, Dave, is just like, I don't know who these people are. I respect their, I say it like this. I respect your right to have an opinion, but you need to respect my right to not, to not even hear it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you gotta respect my right to not give a fuck.
Give a single fuck. Like, dude, why would Addison fucking Rae, one of the biggest celebrities on the planet right now, care what Morgan L. Fountain is saying into her speak to talk microphone and her frontward facing camera in her $9 Walmart sweatshirt?
So I agree. I see it both ways, though. Like, I agree with everything you said, and I actually think Addison's very good at, like, from what I've seen and when I met her, like, not taking it too personally. I think some people do, but it is a double-edged sword, and I'm not saying this for her. I'm saying for anybody in the public eye, if you're putting yourself out there and you have become one of the biggest stars on the planet, and your life is a life that I think 99.9% of people be like, I'll trade lives with you because your life is awesome. This isn't new. Like, you can't then get mad at the vehicle that has propelled you to this, then will also try to tear you down. That's just how it works. That's always how it works. And I think weirdly, I'm going to like she's a great philosopher or something, like Dixie or whatever said it. People root for you on the way up, and then once you get to a certain point, they want to tear you down. That's just how it goes.
It's the name of the game. Yeah. You have to deal with that a little bit.
Yeah, it's very, very hard that they don't come together. And celebrities from the beginning of time have complained. Paparazzi, internet makes it a lot worse. But yeah, you're in the public eye. That's your meal ticket. So, by the way, I thought she looked good, and she wasn't wearing that just for pizza. She wore it the whole fucking day. So, whatever.
I've had my horrible, times with feedback on the internet, and have used to get much more tangled up in it. Now I think I'm in a place now where Logan told me. I look at Logan as obviously as a mentor and somebody who's been through everything 100 times more and before me. And he always told me, you'll get to a day where it just simply doesn't matter. It just doesn't affect you anymore. Yeah. I think I just hit that maybe like a couple months ago, where there's just really not anything you could say that could evoke any kind of reaction anymore.
See, I'm not like that, but I just get mad. I've always gotten mad. I don't take it personal. My thing, which I've gotten better, is I get like revenge. Like I feel my blood pressure rising and I'm like, okay, are we going to do this? Because I like, and then I just go so far over the top and that creates a lot of things. But I mean, we have a million slogans like the mud always wins. Like when you engage with me, I feel like you're in my world, which is a chaotic, like I have thick skin. It doesn't, you don't affect me. I'm not like, oh, I feel bad. I'm depressed. I'm like plotting, like, how do I ruin your life? Which is not a great, right, like, mentality. But that's, like, where I go. It's like, okay, I'm going to, like, come back. So different strokes, different folks.
Put their name on the bottle.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's where it goes. That's what he's talking about when he's over top. It's that he has some fucking engraver going into a champagne bottle writing out someone's name.
Yeah, and I don't, and I move on quick. It's like I battle, I move on, and then people leave. I mean, Mike, you've followed us for like a long time. You're a Northeast guy, so people really know Barstool. Like, I've calmed on that. Like, and a lot of people have become more familiar with who we are, so like, let's just leave this guy on his corner of the internet and not engage. But, you know, it's something I've gotten better with. And as we've gotten better, I've had to get better. So those are all the headlines. We were talking about this before when Mike, when we were at the fight. When did you buy this NFT, the On One Force that you bought? So you bought a $125,000 NFT.
Holy shit.
When did you buy that?
I bought it, I believe it was 2 days before the Jake fight. And so just some context, I've watched both Logan and Banks make, I don't even know what to call it, like not generational wealth, but put together quite a package off these NFTs, off simply CryptoPunks and apes and Bored Apes, right? And so when these new projects started dropping and the floor started bumping on them and everybody started saying, this is the next one, I didn't want to miss the boat again.
Yep.
And so I'd already spent $27,000 on one the day before, and then I dropped another $126,000 the next day, the same day that Logan dropped $630,000 on one. Aiden Ross dropped $305,000 on one, all on the same new program, this new NFT, right? Jeez. And 2-3 days go by and I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, if this goes to 250K or this goes to 500K, I'm pretty happy. Oh, great, I got a return on my investment. 100. If this goes to zero, I'm going fucking ballistic, dude. Wow. I'm catching a fucking felony as a result of this. So what they would call me is paper hands. About 3 days later, I went and I sold it for a very, very small profit and got the fuck out.
And what's it at now? Can you tell?
No, so you can always tell what the floor of the project is at. And that means what does it cost to buy the least expensive one? Because those are the ones that trade most often. And so the day that I bought that specific one, the cheapest ones were trading at 7 ETH. You couldn't buy one for less than 7 ETH. So roughly $20,000 to $25,000, right?
Right.
Do you, Josh, understand this? Like, I get lost on this,
like,
shit.
Like, yeah. I mean, I do. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I'm not going to pretend I'm a mastermind of NFTs, but I get it.
And by the way, I'm a complete novice, but I'm around people who do truly understand the space. But right. two days after I bought it, the floor had dropped to 2 ETH, which could give you the feeling that your 30 ETH purchase or 50 ETH purchase has dwindled quite a bit. So I listed it
a little bit.
I listed it just above what I bought it for, and somebody got it, and I got out and said, you know what, this isn't exactly the space for me. I love crypto. I'm a big believer in Ethereum. I'm a big believer in crypto as a future platform of currency. But NFTs, I'm too much. I think I'm just too much of a pussy for the space, to be honest with you.
I just know nothing about it. To be honest, it seems like something this would be like up Gruen's alley. I have no idea. I just have no idea.
The floor is 1.52 now, so it's going down. It's right here.
So then you made the right move.
And what I noticed is so just one more quick lesson on it. The pricing structure around the NFTs, is based on the rarity of the piece that you buy. And so when I bought the $126,000 piece, it was the 158th rarest out of 7,000 pieces. 2 days later, when I sold it, I could have bought the 40th rarest piece for the same price. So I could have jumped up. I know.
It's lost. All I know is we sold one NFT. I made an NFT of me doing a pizza review. It sold for $140,000. That's all we fucking done. And I told the guy, I actually reached out. There's a fucking guy in Taiwan. I was like, yo, why don't we sell this again and see if it's worth more? And he's like, fine. I don't even know how to do it, though. But $140,000 for, like, we just took a pizza. This is how crazy. We took a pizza review. I'm like, to one of my tech guys, I'm like, NFT it. He NFT'd it. Someone bought it for $140,000. That's fucking crazy. And it actually, good for Logan, good for Banks. It pisses me off that I have to work like 20 years and they're just buying this shit. I don't even fucking, whatever. It is what it is.
Remember Top Shots, when NBA Top Shots were
still hot as fuck?
That was massive.
It came back for a little bit, like a month ago, and then when this boom was going on, when like Mike bought his,
But is Top Shot still like a thing?
Yeah, they make cards for like the NBA season will be big for them. They do WNBA now too.
Okay. I'm just going through the notes. I think everybody knows this by now. Mike, obviously the third host of Impulsive. I'm looking at this picture when I was on Impulsive. I had a great look going during like COVID. I look better than ever. I need I don't want to say I want COVID to hit, but COVID did me good. I look fucking good in this picture. And then you got the night shift, which is your own shit, right? That you do on your YouTube channel.
Yep. That's kind of what I'm focused on right now. I mean, I had a Twitch channel as well for a while. To be completely honest with you, I started to move away from the live space. I think I think I get carried away. And I think the more time you spend in unfiltered settings nowadays, the space is just so scary because of just how big a pussies people are out there. And so like I kind of shut down a lot of that more live stream stuff and really just focused on YouTube. And complete honesty, like for any creator out there, and Josh will test this obviously, but like, for any TikToker out there, for any Instagram star or, you know, big user on Twitch, the eventual hurdle for you will be, are you going to make it on YouTube or not? Yeah. And YouTube is, at the end of the day, the big money player. You know, I'm going to set myself up for life via the 3 years or 4 years that I spend on YouTube doing exactly what I'm doing right now. And you know, I think that every good internet creator should be trying to dig a hole there and get in and work YouTube still, because the sponsorship deals, the audience you can curate there is second to none.
So how important for you, it's an interesting dynamic, because when people think of you, do they think of you individually? Do they think of you as, you know, Logan's sidekick? Do they think of you as Lana's boyfriend, ex-boyfriend? Like, where and how important is it and focus are you, I guess, as part of this, to craft, like, I get to break away. Not break away, but I need to get my own lane where people think of me. They don't necessarily think of the other two in some sort of version. Is that important?
I've attained it. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, like, not without those two dramatically helping me. I owe a huge chunk and a debt of gratitude to both of them, and love both of them unconditionally as people. And they've helped me dramatically. And obviously, you know, me and Logan, I think me and Logan we're doing international business right now. And this guy, that's why
how more fancy and like what we're doing. I don't know. Business. Okay.
I know. Sounds like James Bond over here.
We're doing international business. Good.
Nice. I saw something about like a private jet to like Madrid.
That's why we're in London. But somebody said to us last night, basically like something along the lines of like, you guys really compliment each other really well and add a ton of value to each other. But I mean, those two helped me dramatically, but now my audience is secured, you know, pretty much 25-30% of my YouTube audience or active YouTube audience has read my book. I sold, you know, 220,000 copies. That's crazy. I would say I probably have the best selling book out of the creator industry, unless you want to look at Goggins as a creator, but I don't think he's not a YouTuber, but I don't think anyone sold more books out of the YouTube space than I have. And I did it without a publisher. And so a lot of people have read the book. Impressive. And I think the audience now is for me, you know,
that 220, that's crazy. And last up, that we can wrap this game, right? Fuck, marry, kill?
Yep.
All right, we'll play this and move on. You know what my dream is? The book, you know what I want? And I want to sell out, and he'd never give it to us, apparently, Dolan, because he hates Barstool. But I want to sell out, and this was a real thing, sell out Madison Square Garden for a one-time show. And we had the name. I'll do it, not at Madison Square Garden because we can't get it, but it's just an evening of hate with Dave Portnoy. When I'm done, and every single person I don't like that I've had to bite my tongue about because I don't want to create waves, just go at them full. And Dave Portnoy, an evening of hate. I love it.
I love it, too. It has a ring to it.
Doesn't Dolan like to keep a pretty low profile? Are you sure that's something that he would go
No,
for?
No, he won't give us the building. He does not like it. We sold Fire Dolan shirts like 8 years ago or something. He's held a grudge ever since. Like, Knicks that's fans weird. Didn't want him.
That's right. So weird that you'd hold a grudge on that. Strange.
Well, it is kind of strange because he's like the owner of the team. Like, we're just a fan site. Like, I mean, people say things about owners all the time.
True.
All right.
Fuck, marry, kill. Here we go. Yeah.
Let's run it.
I'm excited for this. Oh, God almighty. Oh, Lord.
I never know where we're going with this stuff. Like, there has to be some connection.
Names, too.
Yeah, Lana Rhodes, Emily Willis, Tiana Trump. Is there there has to be a reason these are grouped together.
You don't know the reason?
No, I don't.
I mean, not at all. I feel like Mike has something to tell us.
Are they all porn
stars? I see that.
They're all porn stars.
Face. Oh.
Yeah, they're all porn stars. Let's stick with that.
Do you know them all?
Yes.
Like,
yes,
what?
Yes,
is there more than that to this? Who put this together? You?
Yeah.
Is there? Mike's smiling like there's far more than that.
Yeah,
just porn stars.
He's not letting us know everything.
So, have you ever had someone that played this game like that didn't answer?
No. That can't happen. It's never happened. And I don't know if you'd want to set
the
standard of being the
first.
Can someone
tell me what the fucking connection is?
Yeah, I know. Like, what the fuck
is
going on?
My suspicion
is
that he...
So I publicly used to hook up with Emily before me and Lana met.
Wow, you're a porn star guy.
Big porn star guy.
Yeah.
You just love it when, like... other dudes are railing you.
So that's just a total coincidence that you put her in there?
No, I knew the Emily thing and obviously Lana, but I'd put Tiana in there because it fits the mold.
Tiana I've not hooked up with. She's the she's looked at as the, they call her the throat goat, as the purveyor of the finest head on the internet. I know.
Wow. I actually, okay. That fashion show I went to.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3Chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Tiana something was... the girl.
Tiana Taylor.
I thought it was Tiana Trump. I was saying that walking out. I'm like, I think this girl's a porn star. And Sylvana, she's like, really? I'm like, yeah. We looked it up. It's like, no, not at all. All right, so you can go, Mike. Guests get to go first here.
Long story short on it, though, we kind of infamously had Riley Reid on Impulsive. It was one of the shows that we did. And it led, you know, us down this rabbit hole. Riley, I think, is the most connected to other porn star in the world. She's got a friends with all those girls, and so I've gotten to meet a few of them for sure.
Did anybody answer this?
No, I was gonna say,
we're still waiting for Mike to answer.
I'll put it back on the screen.
I don't know. I don't know who. I've never heard the name Emily Willis.
I mean, dude, I'm I'm fucked either way. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get a text from all three of them. I just want you to know that, and I'm going to be
a team player. It's show business.
Yeah, okay. It's entertainment.
Let's just base it off of relationship status. I mean, I had the closest relationship of the past decade with Amara or Lana, so I guess I would marry her. It would end in a fucking some sort of tragic situation, but you know, I guess let's roll the dice on that being the marriage. I probably would I probably would fuck Emily.
That means you gotta kill.
Wow. Do you know Tiana or something? What?
I know Tiana, and I also think that the thing is I know her the least out of the three of them, and so I think it would be easiest for me to commit that homicide. Mm.
I think I think you answered that professionally, and I don't think anybody can get too mad at the way you answered that. I think that's the right answer.
They're all gonna text me in a three stack like this, and some will be happier than others, and I'll deal with it as
I think that was a well thought out professional only way you can answer that question. Yep. Next group,
best
Josh,
answer.
No answer from Josh.
Oh,
I'll go. I mean, I'm gonna kill Lana just for my boy Mike up there. It feels weird. Feels weird to say anything in front of him. So. Maybe if he wasn't here, I'd marry her, but whatever. Anyways, and then I'll do...
She's pregnant. I mean, you're getting a kid with the deal.
That's you got some baggage there, too. But then you're all right, so then I'll go... So. Oh, wow. Now you're putting that in my head. All right. Well, I already committed. Double homie. So we're killing Lana. We'll get with Tina, I guess, and then marry the other one. I don't know him, so it's like...
Yeah, I'm not a big kid guy. I like my freedom, so I'll do that as well. I'll marry Emily, fuck Tiana, and no offense, I just the kid thing, unless the others have kids, so that would be my answer. Next up.
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Got to think about the homies now.
The roommate slide.
Man. I guess... You know,
do you know how Aiden and I first like cross paths? He like we were talking about him on this show and he went in. He had no idea who I was. And he started talking on like his stream and he's blown up a million times even more since then. But he just had no clue who I was. And then people start filtering out like he's somebody, just so you know. And he started Googling. He's like, OK, we're done with this guy.
yeah, well, it was awesome.
I remember he went on the show. You had him on the show after, right?
Yeah, and then he had gotten a controversy like 2 seconds after our show ended. Like, we were like, right, hey, nice meeting ended. You. And then I forget what it was. It was people saying it was the basketball player or something. He got in a huge controversy instantly when we hung up. Yeah. Anyways.
He's always in a controversy. And obviously, for people that don't know, the significance here is I live with all these people in this strange, Justin Bieber's old house randomly. Some obviously the weirdest situation ever. I guess I'm gonna. Damn, man. I keep falling back on killing the person that I have the least relationship with. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that makes all the sense in the world. Actually,
I guess. I mean, I've been texting Rice a lot lately, and he hasn't. He was supposed to be streaming again. We've got this deal. And he hasn't been streaming, and that's been affecting my relationship with the partners. So, I mean, I'm no offense. I love you, Rice, but I'm going to kill Rice. Mm.
Business decision.
And, from a business standpoint. From what I understand, Banks is packing fucking major heat.
Oh, wow. That's a good shout out for him.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to just shout him out. I mean, I've heard enough back. We've got Eskimos
That's like a good homie move right there. You just kind of set him up.
Big time.
Oh, dude, he's got a fucking pipe, dude. So I guess wow. I guess it probably makes the most sense to marry him if it's going to be that good all the time. I might as well keep him around.
Right.
So I'll marry Banks, even though that, once again, is just a fucking tragedy of epic proportion. Just get a therapist and a police escort on call right now because he's a loose cannon. And then Aiden Ross, I think that's good for just a quickie,
He's maybe a little more delicate than Banks. So it's like, it's like a one-time thing.
Yeah. Just get it done with and move along.
I'd probably go say, I don't know any of these. I mean, I know Banks I've met a couple times. We're going to get him on this pod. I know he's a Boston guy, so we'd probably click on that. Yeah. I don't know Rice Gum at all. And Aiden, we have on things. So I'll go the same, but I don't know much.
Couple more.
Okay. Well, Karina Kampf. Alex Cooper, Olivia O'Brien.
Olivia's in the room next door. Do you see this bee? Do you see this fucking bee right now? You see that?
I do, actually.
That's kind of what I did with the bee. Why is she in the room? Aren't you in London? Who is she?
She's just with us. I don't fucking know. She's next door. I can go grab her.
Who is she?
She's a fucking pop star.
Yeah, singer.
She just... She with Dave,
asking, no, she's not with me, but she's here. She's hanging out. The thing is, there's no live, no logical answers for you, Dave. We're doing international business.
It's international business, Dave. It just makes sense, man.
There's nobody. We're so casual. Like, this girl is on this marry, fuck, kill. It's not planned out. You're like, oh, yeah, she's in the back room. All right, get her. Get her.
We go on trips.
So go get her.
Yeah, grab her.
We'll ask her what she's doing there.
Jeez, you think she's doing international business, too?
Are you not, like, Josh remotely? Like, I don't, like, she's on this. What do you mean she's there? They're in London. What are the odds of that? Am I missing something?
The odds are about as slim as they could get, but honestly, nothing really surprises me, man. I just feel
do
like
do you know who she is?
Yeah, no, I know who she is. I've hung out with her before. She used to come to Sway House sometimes.
And she's a pop singer? What did she say?
Oh, yeah.
She's got a popular TikTok song called, it got viral on TikTok called Jocelyn. There's another one, too, that was really big.
What's she hooking up with Logan or something? Like, what are we talking about? She's just
possibly empty.
What?
Hold on. She's just throwing some pants on.
Oh. She's hanging out with them doing international business.
International business.
Makes no sense. So what's...
There's no logical
but
answer.
I don't even care if it's not a logical answer. If the odds of this her being on this, unless there's a reason she's on there with him.
Oh, there's a reason. There's got to be a reason.
All right, pull it back up. She was in bed, so like, don't mind her.
I'm not
fuck with the hat. That
hey,
hat
Olivia.
Fucks.
Hey.
You're on BFFs. I don't know if you know what that is, but we do this game like marry, fuck, kill, and you're on it. And Mike's like, yeah, she's in the other room in London, which makes no sense. But like, so what are you doing there? He's just like, where do you live?
Okay.
Where do you live, Olivia?
I don't have a home. I travel.
She lives in Los Angeles. She's a friend of ours, a longtime friend of ours.
Why are you there? Just hanging out? Are you just giving us like a stomach view? What is going on?
Yeah, what is happening?
Did you even
Who
hear
else
her?
Is there?
Yeah, she said
Who
sex.
Who else is there? So it's Mike,
Dave,
Olivia.
Dave, she's there for sex, she
I'm
said.
Here,
we figured
I'm
it out.
What?
I'm here as a member of the Logan.
Logan really gang. All right, Logan. So like you're fucking Logan? Is that it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, fine.
Sick.
That's
wow,
an answer
okay.
at least.
You guys wanted tea. You got it.
There's
a headline.
We're trying to get an answer. All right, so
that's not new news. You know what I'm saying?
It's
not
like it's, songs about it.
Yeah, she's written half of her catalog. Is written.
It, honestly, it's news to me.
Well, how old are you? You're not my usual like fan base, so like I'm not sure. Like
that's a good.
How old do you think I am?
Four.
No,
that's
kind of right.
That's kind of right.
I'm totally with you. I literally was taking it down. I was like, on this podcast. Also, I look fine. Okay,
close the door.
Why?
All right.
Yeah, why is right?
This is...
All right, so marry, fuck, kill.
Oh, do you want to watch it? Okay, pull it up again.
Yeah, she can come on.
Yeah, but I was going to say, you should have to actually decide who you're going to marry, fucking kill in front of her.
Oh, this she is, can answer it, too. Well, she couldn't, like, fuck herself, I don't think. All right, so again, marry, fuck, kill, Karina Kampf, Alex Cooper, Olivia O'Brien.
I'm gonna make this really easy.
She's like right over your shoulder, too.
Yeah, I know. It's horror movie vibes right now.
I'm gonna make this really easy. At 3:30 a.m., at 4:15 a.m., at 5:30 a.m., and once again at 7 a.m.
Okay,
stop for 1 second.
What time is it there, by the way?
It's 6 p.m. right
okay.
now. She came into my room, woke me up. Every time, what are you doing? All fucked up. And then she went and told Logan that I had a girl in here, made up a whole story about
it. I literally thought that he had a girl here because he was trying to get me to leave because I was so drunk and annoying him.
So
is that like breaking news? Is that like, oh my God, Mike's got a girl? Wake everybody up. Holy shit.
Yeah,
Mike's
right.
Got a girl.
Like, just run around the house. Let's all celebrate and pop champagne. Finally, Mike's got another girl.
But it's weird when I don't have one in bed and she's like, Mike's got this whore in his room. He's being mean to me. I'm like, Olivia, so long story short, she's dead.
Okay.
Right. This isn't just like a murder. This is a passionate, targeted kill, bro.
Okay.
You're hunting.
Okay.
I knew you were going to say
Yeah. Now let's get to the exciting part. Mm. Okay. Mm. Love you.
I'm dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Go back to bed. All right. God. So, damn. The other two both have made so much money in the last 6 months.
Yep.
They're both so fucking hot.
Yep.
And you know what? Fuck it. Fuck her and I marry Alex, dude. That's just my answer.
Fuck
that's
her
what
marry
I'm
Alex.
Corinna, dude. Corinna's known to like be like one of like a great like that's a good lock, dude. Like that's a good thing to do. From what I understand, she's great, right? Alex seems like she's got her, you know, except for the other night, like she has her head on straight. She's focused on her business and she's goal oriented. And so I'm marrying Alex.
Josh, now you had some back and forth, Corinna. Has anything progressed from that?
You talking about me? Yeah. I mean, I think we never really rescheduled the date or whatever.
Got it. So what's your answer then?
I mean, I guess I'll go. That's hard. I'm gonna say, because Corinna tried to like post our text and pull a smart one on me, and then I just absolutely had to just fucking destroy her with my tweet back. But so I'm gonna say kill Corinna, and then I'll do. I feel like I've just heard so many times, Dave, from you. Like, you just couldn't. It's just impossible to marry Alex Cooper. Like, good luck with that.
Alex
you know
Cooper
what I'm
is asexual to me. Like, I like her now, but I don't even see her as necessarily a girl. I just see her as, like, a human.
So I'm going, I'm probably going to go one time with her, and then I guess I'll marry Olivia.
She can sing.
That's true, right? Like, that's what I was thinking, lullabies.
Yeah, so I can't kill Alex, but I can't marry her and I can't fuck her, but I can't kill her. So I don't know what I would do with her. Like, I'm in the perfect.
Maybe it's a business marriage.
Nah, we couldn't. Like,
it's like a little tan
of Jake. If we spent a lot of time together, someone would die. We're at the perfect, like, thing. So I don't even know how to answer this one, to be totally honest, because I can't. She's in a category of none of the three. I need her. I can't kill her. I can't marry her. I can't fuck her. I have no answer for this one.
All right, last one. We have to do this because it's relevant.
Nice.
You can kill me. I don't feel bad. I mean, you'd have to kill me here, wouldn't you? I don't take offense.
This one is fucked.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Just because I'm here. No, you'd have to kill me. You're in the Paul gang.
Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Dave Portnoy.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, I mean,
you have no choice. What, are you going to kill Logan? No, you can't. You're not going to kill Jake.
So I'm going to marry Logan because we're, I mean, let's be honest, we're basically married at this point anyways. We make shows together. We make content. Most importantly, we do international business together.
Yeah, right. Am I the only one that know that those two were fucking? They act like, what are you, an idiot? Olivia.
Yeah, because they had this thing in the past, and then it like reinvigorates at certain points, and then doesn't. You know, I mean, Logan's he's a tricky guy. Mm. So I'm gonna marry Logan. I mean, I guess if you're just gonna offer yourself up.
Yeah, no, I offer myself up there. It's kind of a no brainer.
It just makes things easier because you did that. And I know you don't usually do that, and I appreciate that. I'll find a way to pay it back to you because I know you usually put people on the fucking spot.
Well,
but if you're gonna sit your head in the guillotine for me,
I don't know how you can. You're a lot closer with him than you are with me.
Yeah, I guess. So I guess I'll fuck Jake and then find some sort of humane execution.
And I'm one of those guys. I've been doing this for so long. I can't die. You can't kill me. I'm like a roach.
Hey, Dave, I'm an internet roach. Dave, don't worry about it. I wouldn't kill you, man.
I'd fuck you, Mary. Yeah,
don't worry about it.
I appreciate it.
No problem, man.
All right. So I think that's the episode. SBS. Thanks, Mike. And we'll be in touch soon.
Hell yeah.
I hope tough job. I can't imagine how bad your guest shortage must have been to have to call me in, but I hope I did a good job.
You did a great job. And to be honest, I'm going to tell you, I talked to Kareem, and Kareem can confirm this. I go, dude, and it's not because you're on the list that we want to ask. We just asked too late. I'm like, dude, we ask our guests like
the day before
5 hours. If someone did that to me, it'd be like, Fuck you, motherfucker. Like, so exactly what you just said, swear to God, hand to God, I said it to Kareem yesterday. Books, I go, how the fuck are we asking these people the night before? Like, you think they're stupid? They're going to all think that. So you just said what I said to him yesterday. It's like, these guys got to be locked. It's not that you're late on the list. We don't ask. We just think, oh, nobody has anything going around. Let's ask the night. It's crazy. Yeah.
Apparently,
it's
everyone just goes crazy on the DFF schedule.
Yes.
Well, I'm honored to have
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon, man. Peace.
Bye.